You were blessed to have a Polish priest at St. Francis Xavier, Father Andy Matera. And he brought us that diary, and he bought a book and gave it to me, asked me to read it and teach it. So that's what I did. But it's an incredible diary. And she struggled a lot, not only with her health, which was tuberculosis, which was really a ravaged her body over the years more and more. But for a long time initially, she was not really accepted in the convent. They thought she was mentally ill. And that scene at the first dance where Jesus speaks to her, in her diary, she says that the actual crucified Christ, with the scourging, the everything as he was on the cross, appeared to her and spoke to her. And so she shared that, people thought she was nuts. And she had to really overcome that. Her visions were so remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she was a very simple person in a good sense of the word. You know, not complicated, not really educated, but just had such a deep love for Christ. And boy, this message of mercy is so needed today. I mean, he just so wants to pour out his mercy on all of us. Of course, we have to say yes to that. That's our part. I mean, he doesn't just say, okay, we are forgiven, but we need to respond to that. We need to give our yes.
I'm finding that more down here in Florida than I find it up north, and I wonder why. I come from up north.
Okay.
And I find being down in Florida, the parish I belong to is St. Luke's down in the Sebastian area, and I love that priest. He's wonderful, and his deacons are wonderful. Their mercy, Jesus' mercy is proclaimed there a lot. But back up home, I'm not hearing it as much, and I wonder why.
Democrats.
Sorry. I only come to visit him once a year. That's all I can take.
Well, that's actually a good explanation.
You know, we're on the right side with the Lord, you know.
Well, the people in the South, say what you want about the quote-unquote Bible Belt, but I think there's more willingness, more openness. It's just more natural to pray. I've got a good friend who's an appraiser. We have lunch every so often to talk about our cases. And, you know, we either meet in Lake City or Live Oak, but we always, you know, we'll begin prayer, our meal with prayer. And it's not unusual where we are to see different tables, people praying before. And up north, you just would not see that.
No, you
they're
don't.
Very, they're more reserved. It's just, I think they're more afraid that people will think
that's
down upon them and think that they're Jesus freaks or something. But here it's just natural. You know, you don't even think about it. It's just something that you just know that you want to give thanks. You want the Lord's blessing upon you and upon the food. And it's at all the board meetings for all the government agencies that I attend and represent. They always begin with prayer, and not just a generic civic prayer, but I mean a prayer about Jesus Christ and about his mercy and about his love and about his forgiveness and about his kingdom. It's, you know, very, 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 very personal and very uplifting. So, you know, that is just something I found is more natural in the South in general, in our area in particular. It's just not seen to be unusual.
I'm not. I guess we offend more people, I guess. You know what they say, they all claim to be, you offend so many of the people. You open your mouth and you mention Jesus, and you can't do that.
Too bad for them.
I think that we really need to do that more, though, because it does bear fruit. You know, whenever I talk to another lawyer or a judge on the phone, All right, before I ring off, I'll say, I hope you have a very blessed day.
Yes, I might hear that.
Well, I hope you do too. But the more you do it, the more it spreads, the more natural it is. And that is, you know, something that we there's so many little things that we can do to witness.
Yeah, I'll say that more often enough.
Richard, you had a question. I guess it was maybe about a month or two ago. Who was Faustina? Did that? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. And this afternoon, there's going to be a Divine Mercy service too. It starts at 2:30, and then we'll be praying the Divine Mercy then for anybody.
I just had never heard of her before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is probably like a lot of people from up north.
Yes.
Did you want to pray the Divine Mercy? Christy, do you want to read this?
No.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. No. I can
try. I don't want to put, you don't?
No, I can try.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I usually do it to music, so hold on.
Let's see. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, let's go through it first. So, from the back change, right? So we can refresh ourselves on how to do
eight
it.
Day, night
the
day.
Back where it has the steps. Is that right? Okay, so that, I guess. So you can use your
yes.
rosary.
Yes.
And you start at the crucifix, and we'll say, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then
amen.
The opening prayer.
If you open all the way like this,
okay, here we go.
There is an opening prayer up here.
The optional prayer is to begin with a prayer for divine mercy on the second fold.
Right.
You want to do that one, Amy?
Okay.
The optional prayer. The number two, you expire, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world.
O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood and soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
and atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God,
Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal
God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. At 3 o'clock every day on EWTN, they sing it from the shrine in Massachusetts. It's really very beautiful. Yeah.
Will they be singing it this afternoon, or just singing?
Yes, we'll be singing it. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Jesse's doing at her house.
Find out. Okay, you're gonna do it at her house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
There's 120 people.
I know. I know. It's a lot.
I was hoping to find it being sung.
I have a version.
You have the sung version?
I have one. There's a couple versions.
There's a few. Yeah, there are. I know of two.
The one that's on EWTN is the Flynn Family.
Yes.
That's the one we listen.
That's beautiful.
You want me to play a little bit of the song? This is the one that I listen to. Because I'm not used to. Hold on, let's go to the ad. I have two ads, hold on.
Yeah, I would like to point out this movie we showed had no advertisements.
Yeah!
Or previews.
No previews, yeah.
I was impressed with Helen Hayes.
Yes, I didn't realize to see her there.
Long time since I've heard that name.
Helen Hayes is an old movie star.
We would
long before your mother was born.
But she was young once.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day rose again. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. out on this video all the heresies.
Oh,
that you're praying for, you know, all the different heresies.
I never heard of this particular version. This is beautiful.
I love this.
Oh, wow.
What website is that?
It's beautiful.
And look, he has like the passion and the cups. Oh, it's so neat. The way they
should.
Can you share that with everybody?
Yeah, I will. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Or a podcast.
Yeah.
Does
get your soul. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
And atonement for sin, those of the whole. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Listing out all the different Christian faiths. Passion, have mercy on us.
Somebody have such a beautiful voice.
I know. I'm just like, oh, I wish I could sing like